Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Altuve has just sent the Astros to the World Series!
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Don't ever change Jose Altuve. Oh, Jose Altuve's legendary home run sends the Astros to their second World Series in 3 years. That begins tomorrow. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Gridiron Legends Golf Tournament presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. That win's going to join us in about 15 minutes. John, I said this when I got on the air, and I'm not being trite. I'm not being sarcastic. I could not have physically taken another Astros game last night. With all the sports consumption and everything that went on Saturday, my body was not capable of taking an Astros game last night, an elimination win or go home game. I could not have done it physically. I'm not exaggerating. When you talk about emotion a sports fan goes through, that game six is a 10 out of 10.
I totally believe you because I'm this exact same way. I can't remember sleeping as soundly and as long as I did last night in years, and I think it was just on top of everything else. You had the Astros and the emotions you put in there, long night. Then you come back with the Texans, and you're just drained physically. I totally agree with you. I was gassed last night, and that's just imagine what these guys are like. You know what the players have been like the last few days.
Yeah, and I mean the other thing about it is I think that bullpen games, when you talk about bullpen games in baseball, there's not very many things more stressful than a bullpen game, because I basically felt like I watched nine ninth innings. Like I felt like I was watching the ninth inning nine times with the bullpen. Like you were on edge, you knew that there was a short leash with the pitchers, and I just felt on edge. And physically, I don't think I could have taken that. And also, I think from a standpoint of the Astros actually winning the whole damn thing, which is the goal, I think winning that game was extremely significant, because now as we head to game one tomorrow, Gerrit Cole's going to be starting game one against Scherzer instead of having to basically shuffle and scramble. I think that win was absolutely huge, to the point where had the Astros lost that game six and Gerrit Cole was able to get it done, I would be here right now saying that I think they were going to lose the World Series, but I don't think that now that you got Gerrit Cole on the mound in Game 1.
Well, we're going to get into that big time as the week progresses here with a game starting tomorrow, of course. But let's get back to why that emotion and how emotional it was and what this team really what this team is really doing right now. We were talking with Vince Young about it. It had to be Altuve, right? It had to be either Altuve or Springer. And how cool was it that Springer was right ahead of him when this happened? You know, and those two guys, one on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the predictions they were going to become a World Series champ, and the other one that has been here since the very beginning. That was awesome. And, oh, by the way, maybe it's caught up in the moment. I don't know if I've ever seen a better defensive play than what Brantley did to double up.
No.
And let me keep – I said this to you last week, which is kind of ironic. When they talk about Derek Jeter's play against the Oakland A's, one of the greatest plays in the history of baseball, I happened to be in the stadium at that time. I was covering it for the Chronicle. This one was better. When you think about what he did first to make the first part of the play, just to make the catch, okay, and then bounce up, throw the ball to double up Judge at first base. That's you're not going to see a better play than that in baseball, ever.
Yuli scoops it up. And, I mean, you know, double plays to end innings. We saw a traditional one the very next inning. Like, they were doing everything you could. They had the non-traditional 7-4 double play to end the seventh, and then in the eighth you have the traditional double play. Every single thing they did in that moment was just perfect. And despite the fact the Astros could have maybe afforded to lose that game because you have Gerrit Cole on the mound. You could just feel that they knew that in that situation they had to win that game six, and that's why it was just so tense. But you asked the question. I think this is an interesting question. It had to be Altuve, right? You said that. I think in hindsight, yes, but I think what makes this team so special is I just think there's a number of guys on this Astros team
question.
If they would have hit a walk-off, I would have said it had to be them as well. And that's when we start talking about all-time great teams, when we talk about the D word that Carlos Correa threw out the word dynasty.
Yeah.
It just seems like it can be a number of guys with this team. And that's what separates, you know, Jose Altuve being the face of 100 lost teams when you're basically tanking to now. There's many faces on this team, and that's what makes it so special to watch this squad. And that's why the city, as I'm going to Academy Sports and Outdoors yesterday,
yeah,
and I'm waiting 45 minutes to get a hat, and the night before the line right after the game is wrapped around the store to go get it. Just the city is rallying around this Astros team, and I think they would rally around anyone that had success like this, but I think because of this team, because of how likable this team is,
right,
and because of how Houston this team is, that's why there's Astros fever right now, and that's why, regardless of how you feel, it is a football town, the Astros are the face of this city.
Oh, right now they are, but let me put it this way. I would not have been surprised, and it would have been really cool if Bregman hit it or Gurriel hit it, or Correa with the way he has. We would have been, you know, just as giddy. I'm talking about just the poetic part of it. You know, the fact that you come full circle. The smallest man on the field knocking out the giant Bronx Bombers. You know, and the fact that he's not just the smallest man on the field, but that he's the guy that saw the lowest point in this organization's history. And now he's at the forefront, at the highest point of this organization's history. That's what I mean by it had to be Altuve. It was very, very emotional, and that's why, you know, everybody in the city just embraces him and how cute he is. I mean, we heard some people talking
come
about
on, John.
Yeah, people
don't
talking
call
about
him cute.
That right here. Look how
the
cute
hell are
that
you doing
was,
right now?
And all this other stuff. No, it is. It's very poetic.
Cute.
Very poetic that it was Altuve.
The other thing, you know, about Altuve, and we've been saying this for a long time. He's the best Houston Astro of all time.
No question.
That's no disrespect to the Killer Bees. That's no disrespect to anyone.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve is the best Astro of all time. We were saying that before that happened.
Yeah.
But a lot of all-time greats, a lot of Hall of Fame players, a lot of guys who end up in Cooperstown, they don't have that one moment that you think of when you think of them. Now, you think about how great they are, but they don't have that one moment, that historic moment on the biggest stage that you think of. Let's just, you know, think about like Joe Carter or something like that. Blue Jays, what's the first thing you think of?
Home run.
You think of him, of him rounding the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of great players who don't have that one moment. Bagwell Biggio, for example. Like, they've made some great plays, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but they don't have that moment where the casual fan who doesn't know every play that they make in Houston can just think of him and say, wow, I remember when he hit that home run off Aroldis Chapman to send the team to the World Series. Jose Altuve now has that, and just because of the way he's built, we heard him coming in and just how I don't want to use the word humble, but just how down-to-earth Jose Altuve
is. He
is
humble, though.
Yeah, but I don't expect the athletes to be humble. It doesn't, but just the way he is, just how relatable Altuve is, I'm happy that he has that moment now.
Yeah, and I think he needed that to kind of put a bow on his career, even though he's by no stretch finished. But to have that, you know, we talk about, you know, the Giants win the pennant moment. That's what it was, and it had to be somebody that was going to end up being an Astros legend and is already an Astros legend. There's also something else that led to that. I talked about how good both those double plays were, but especially the Brantley double play. This team is prepared for every moment. You know, and we were talking about how, if you want to kind of compare and contrast what the Texans were not prepared for, you know, and what separates a championship organization is getting to that point. I'm not saying the Texans are not going to get there, but the Astros are prepared for every moment. And I get that you have more time to think when you're in baseball. Like, I'm not being naive here. But I feel like they have every ingredient. They are prepared for everything. And they're experienced. You know, they've been around the block in terms of the postseason. And I just frankly feel like, as good as the Nationals are, and a lot of people are kind of downplaying how good the Nationals are, I still think the Astros are going to win because they've just got that something, you know?
And that pitching, though, for the Nationals is next level.
Yeah,
it's very, very good. And now you're going to be without Ryan Pressly. Ryan Pressly is going to miss the remainder of the year. And we said this. I've been saying this for months, and I'm hoping this is the end of it. But Roberto Osuna, I said he's going to break your heart at some point in the postseason. Yeah. He did it, but luckily he got bailed out by Altuve, and hopefully that's the end of that, because you're going to need every single arm you got with the Astros, because they're going against one of the best pitching teams in baseball. I think it's the first time, I think I saw a stat, that this World Series is the first time where five of the top 10 pitchers and strikeouts are meeting in a World Series, and that's not even counting Zach Greinke. I saw that stat on Baseball Tonight. So it's crazy. It's going to be a lot of pitching. It's going to begin tomorrow. You can come watch the game with us. We're going to have a Game 3 watch party. Be listening on Tuesday and Wednesday for the cue to call, and we'll get you at the Sports Radio 610 Verizon Artist Lounge watching Astros Game 3. We're going to have fajita Pete's, which is delicious. We're going to have some Coors Light, and it's going to be a fun time as hopefully the Houston Astros take it back. The OG John Lopez Landry Locker live at the Gridiron Legends Golf Tournament presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors at the Champions Golf Club. We've heard from a Razorback, Ken Hamlin. We've heard from a Longhorn, Vince Young. It's only appropriate that we keep the Southwest Conference theme going and have Dat Nguyen join us to represent the Aggies. Reacting to the Texans with an Aggie legend next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.